So Dr. Skip Lenz, come forward, sir. Skip's background is in research and development. Skip is from Boca Raton, Florida, and compounds there. He has worked for several large drug companies and owned an R&D company. He's been a pharmacist for 33 years. He has an undergraduate and graduate degree in chemistry, an undergraduate and doctorate in pharmacy, and a doctorate in gerontology. He has held patents in calcium dispersion techniques, stability-inducing additives to stannous fluoride, and suspension of activated charcoal. He has been a compounding pharmacist for 10 years, the last five in a compounding-only practice, and he went and did a survey of patients who are taking LDN. Take it away.
You're supposed to get up here and tell a joke. Somebody told me a Harvard joke this morning, something about you can tell a Harvard person something, but not much. Or it's about the response I got, too, you know. Compounders, I am proud to stand here and tell you that I am an illicit drug pirate. Okay. It's another thing that we're called. But having said that, I'm also a doubting Thomas, okay? I hear all these intellectuals stand up here and say, oh, low-dose naltrexone is the most wonderful thing since apple pie. It's a silver bullet. It's going to cure all of your diseases, okay? Yeah, okay. You can buy it, but I don't. And that's what I get paid to do, okay? I have a built-in bias to low-dose naltrexone. I dispense it. I sell it, okay? So we're going to get that up front right away. I make it, I compound it, and I sell it. I make money on low-dose naltrexone. I'm like one of those evil empire drug companies. Okay. Now, we don't make a whole lot on it, but one of the things that we do in our pharmacy, or one of the avocations that I have, is teaching young pharmacists who are coming up. I want them to be well-trained. I want them to question everybody, including physicians. I want them to question patients. Our job, okay, is to provide pharmaceutical care. This list of students, I could not have done this without this list of students, okay? I sort of use the Al Franken method of writing research programs. I ask the questions, and then I turn it over to my students, and they gather the data. So some of you might have heard from some of these nice young people. All of these people are scheduled to graduate this year. All of these people are scheduled to graduate summa cum laude. Okay, so you've got the creme de la creme of a very good school of pharmacy. So that's who did the data.
Press the space bar.
There
it is. Damn. Okay. I have a minute for each one of these, I'm told. One of our students calculated the number of patient months that we had, which is over 100,000 patient months. He then went back and calculated the number of patients. I don't have that number up there. That was the, I forget who the guy was that did it or didn't do it, but he should have done it. He should have given us a number. Okay? This is the breakdown of the patients we have by their diagnosis. Interesting to point out that 35% don't know what type of MS they have. And then we have all sorts of other different numbers. The other group of patients out of that 242, these are the other diagnoses that we have. And this was from 1201 to 6305. Okay, these are the questions we asked, okay? We're not asking, this isn't a double-blind, controlled, placebo, blah, blah, blah study, okay? My background in research and development says it's very difficult to prove a negative. I want to hear from you, okay? I want your response. I don't want anything from a physician. I don't want anything from a practitioner of any sort. How did you feel? How did you feel when you started it? How did you feel now, okay? So, how long have you had this condition or disease? Is this condition progressive, relapsing, remitting, or other? When was your last exacerbation? What happened? Worsened, no change, improved. That's important to remember. Three things. Did it get worse? Have you gotten worse? Has your condition not changed, or have you improved? Three questions, very simple. That KISS thing, it actually was named after me. Keep it simple, Skip. Okay? Very simple. How long did it take for you to see a change in your symptoms since you started LDN? Okay, is it working, and how quickly did it work? Those are the questions that I field on a daily basis, either by telephone or by email. Those are the questions. This is what you wanted to know. So, okay, the types of MS. All of this is going to be on our website, skipspharmacy.com. It'll be up there at noontime tomorrow, or I have a computer geek that's going to die. Okay? He tells me it's all ready to go, and all he has to do is press a button. Yeah, you know how you can tell they're lying, their lips are moving. Okay? Anyway, this is a breakdown of the different diagnoses. Okay? And again, I point out the, I don't know. Okay, overall results after taking. Now, I'm colorblind, but I know that 54% of the people overall, this is that 238, 54% of the people, you, said that you got better. Okay? 109. 86% of you said that you didn't get any worse. And 6% said that you worsened. Okay? So, 54 and 42 is 96% of the people either had no change or improved. Now, I'm a sailor. Okay? Discount what I say by 50% because you know all sailors are full of it. Divided by 2. If you want to, if you don't believe these numbers, divide it by 2, and there's only one drug that does better, one drug made by the evil empire that does better than the naltrexone. This is what you said. This is what I'm saying. Okay? Relapsing remitting, folks. We did break it out. 61% of the relapsing remitting showed an improvement. Okay? That little graph over there, which is like weird to me, but that little graph over there shows days when the improvement was shown. Okay? So a whole bunch of you felt an improvement 2 days after you start taking this stuff. 2 days after you start taking this stuff. Not 6 weeks, not 2 months, not okay. And along the bottom there are days that I can't see, but you can see it's still a long time out there that people are still improving. 2 minutes. Unknown. I love this one. Unknown. 43%. Okay? And again, look, you get this real big peak 7 days out. This is what you reported. Primary progressive. 77% showed an improvement. You know, discount it. Okay, please discount it. Okay? These numbers, as a former researcher, as a guy that used to get paid for putting these studies together, these numbers are irrational. And they're beyond just, you know, maybe. Secondary progressive, 49%. Discount it. Chronic, this slow progression of disease, I can explain this one, okay? But, and this is a small number too. This is that little graph off to the side, okay? This is really a busy thing. Okay, and being colorblind, you should see it from my perspective. Okay, it makes absolutely no sense. But this is something, pull it up on the website and look at it. But you'll see 7 to 10 days, you get this peak. on all types. This is the years, okay? So 7 to 10 days, if you've had it for any length of time, okay, you're still getting it. So there's no correlation between how long you've had the disease and when you're going to get the response from it. Okay, here's some comparisons, okay? This is out of the literature, and the LDN numbers are from the stuff that we've generated, okay? Dobantrone is the only one. And finally, we have the data, so you can go back and look on it. Look on the web page, and you can find it there. Thank you.